23 Mishnah 1. Shol Adam Mechaver Kedai Yayin Vekedai Shemin. A person may borrow from another person jugs of wine and jugs of oil on Shabbos. That would be allowed to borrow something. Ubilvad Shilo Yomar Lo Halveini. But what he shouldn't do is say to him, loan me. This Halveini language. This language implies a long-term kind of loan. It's not like a friendly loan from one person to another. And we worry that the person who's the lender will now go and write it down, record the loan in his ledger, because this language, Halveini, is not just a language that is normally used between friends, you know, lend me some flour and I'll give it back to you tomorrow. It's more a loshen, it's a language that implies a long-term loan. So he can't use this kind of language, Halveini. It's too long-term, and we worry that the lender will go write down in his ledger that the loan has occurred. The chena isha mechaverta kikaru, so to a woman from her fellow loaves, she can borrow loaves of bread, and she just mustn't use this language of halva, because that would be a long-term kind of language of for loans. V'meino ma'aminoi, if the lender doesn't trust the borrower, maniach talisa etzloi v'oisei mo cheshbon acher Shabbos, then what he can do is the borrower can leave like his outer garment at the lender over there, and then after Shabbos he can come back to fetch it, and they can make an accounting, a cheshbon after Shabbos. That would be okay. V'chein erev Pesach b'Yerushalayim shechalios b'Shabbos. So too, if erev Pesach, the day before Pesach, falls on Shabbos, and one forgot to purchase before Shabbos a lamb for his Pesach sacrifice, so now he needs to get a lamb for Pesach, for the sacrifice, but it's Shabbos, and he doesn't have one. So in this case over here, Menech Talisa Etzla V'Notel Es Pischoi, what he can do is he can go to someone who has an animal, and he can leave his cloak with the person, the animal merchant, and he can take the sacrifice, the Pesach offering, for Eisei Moi Cheshbon Acha Yom Tov, and then after Yom Tov is finished, he can come back and he can make an accounting with the animal merchant, and that now would be after the festival, because Shabbos is going to go straight into Pesach, and therefore he would have to wait for after the festival to make that accounting.